Praise the Lord. How many worship the Lord this evening? If God has been good to you, if God has blessed you, and you just lift up your hand and give glory to God for how good He's been in your life. Because it was in those moments where His presence just blessed us. Let's just take a couple moments and just lift up our hands and just worship God, because He's awesome. He's glorious. He's great. He's wonderful. We adore you, God. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor, because you are worthy to be praised, God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm so excited to be in the house of God tonight. I don't know, but I feel like I'm already home. This is my home. Can I say something? You may be seated. I mentioned to Reverend Armstrong, to the pastor, that I would drive past Shiloh and say, I would love to preach at that church. I would love to connect with those people. I don't know, but every time I would drive by Calhoun, I would feel the anointing of God, and I knew that I needed to be in that place. And I give God glory, because today God has answered a prayer, and I'm able to worship God with my brother and my sister, and I'm able to see the greatness and the glory of the Lord. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I want to thank God for allowing me to be in this amazing house. I want to thank Pastor Armstrong and his lovely wife for allowing us to just take part in worship, and just for having the vision of connecting two languages, two nations, and just worshiping God. Can I say something? When we get to heaven, this is what it's going to look like. So I need you to get used to it, because I'm going to be worshiping God right next to you, just lifting up my hands and saying, God, to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to thank the congregation for allowing me to be here as well. I want to send my greetings from my pastor. I call him Dad. I call him Papa. And he would have loved to be here, but he's not able to because he's at his own service. But he said, I want you to go and represent the church. So I send my greetings from Pastor and First Lady Jose and Lydia Rodriguez. They're praying for God to move in this house tonight. Amen. Last night we were able to connect together with Pastor Armstrong and my pastor. And my pastor, when I called them this morning, he said, it was such a blessing, and I know that God is going to do amazing things in the connection. Amen. So we're excited. He might not be preaching today, but I guarantee he'll be here soon. Amen. We are family. We are together. We are one now. We've been connected by the glory of the Lord. I want to excuse my wife. My lovely wife wasn't able to make it. She honestly went to school crying, saying, I want to be at Shiloh. But she's not able to make it because she missed a couple days already due to the weather and snow. So she needed to be in her class. She's pursuing a master's degree in clinical counseling. And she sends her greeting as well. Know that she's not here presently, but in her spirit she's here. Amen. And she just might show up at the end. And I'm praying for that. Amen. I'm praying that the teacher would release her early in Jesus' name. I also have with me the second most. My wife is the most beautiful person in the world, but my mother is as well, and my mother is with me tonight. If she can just stand up and say hi to everyone. I always make sure that her name is announced, because if it wasn't for her prayers, I wouldn't be here tonight. So she is part of my ministry, and I am part of her ministry. Can I confess something to you? She doesn't speak any English, but she said, I wanted to be at that service because I know God is going to be there. So we're so excited to be here. I brought members from our church, from our English ministry. I see you scattered around. We're so glad that we were able to unite. I guarantee and I pray that next time we'll be together, we'll have more people from our church. Amen. So I thank you again for allowing me to preach. I won't take too long if I can go directly into the word. I want to preach on something that I believe the Lord has given me for this specific service and for this specific time. I want to preach on the topic, I need to connect with you. Can you just help me preach for just a couple seconds and look at the person in front of you or behind you and tell them, I need to connect with you. If that wasn't the right person, then look at the other person and tell them, I need to connect with you. Praise the Lord. I'm going to be reading in the book of Psalms, chapter 133, verse 1 through 3. If you can find it, I would appreciate it. If you don't have it, then you can listen to the word. If you do have it, I just need you to say amen so that I can know I can begin to read the word of God. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 133. Psalm 133, verse 1 through 3. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head. Another version says oil that run down upon the beard, and even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garments. Father, I pray that you would move in this place and that you would touch every heart and every mind. I pray that you get all the glory, God, and that you would remove me from this equation and that you would be the one to speak. I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. About 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, I was at work and I received a phone call from the state office. I work for Rutgers University. I receive a phone call from the state office and saying that I need you to go on the internet for a web conference at about 3:15 in the afternoon. So all throughout the day I was worried because I knew that at 3:15 there had to be some news for them to announce it so quickly or suddenly. And at 3:15 I received the news that my program would have to go in shutdown mode and that I did not have my job because the funding wasn't available to fund the grant that I was under. And they explained it was because the government shut down. And I looked a little bit into the government shutting down and realized that the reason why the government shut down was because the two parties, the Republicans and the Democrats, could not agree on one thing. So they could not agree on one thing. And I just want to introduce with that because whenever we look into the word and we find the word one, we think of something singular. We look at a dollar and say that is $1. Or we look at a person and say that is one person. We look at a tree and say that is one tree. But the word one in the Hebrew context is ahad, which means it is a compound unity. So to break it down, that $1 isn't just singular, but it can be compound of four quarters or 100 pennies to form that $1. Or that one person isn't just one person. It involves the mind, the body, and the soul to establish that one person. So in the Hebrew context, one means a compound unity. Even the word says that in Deuteronomy that the Bible says that our Father is one, and the word there is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So if we look at it, God Himself is a compound unity, one God representing three persons. Can I explain it just a little deeper? according to Genesis chapter 2, verse 24, the Bible says that a man shall leave his mother and father and unite with his wife, and it will become one flesh. So there are two people coming and becoming one. The word there is unity, a unit. Can I say something? I was good when I was single and I would not have to report to anybody, but I became anointed when I was able to connect and become one with my wife. Can I get any husbands or wife to say amen? You know, you were good when you were by yourself, but when you connected with the person God established you to be, you became greater. The Bible says that one will chase 1,000, but two can chase 10,000. So there's power when we come together. There's an anointing when we come together. Jesus even mentioned it. He said that if you can get two or three people to come in agreement, anything that you would ask, he will do on this earth. Can you look at somebody and say, I need to connect with you? It is amazing that the psalmist that we just read, he looks and said, behold. The word behold is an amazing word, because the word behold in its context in Hebrew is called etha. Say with me, etha. And it is actually translated, you don't want to miss this. So David, he looks and says, behold, you don't want to miss this. He says, when two people, brothers and sisters, get together, it is like oil coming down on the head and coming down on the robe and the beard. He looks and says, you don't want to miss this. I know a little bit about the anointing because I have an anointed mother. Can I preach just a little bit? I wasn't saved all my life, to be honest. I went to church, but I wasn't saved. You know, and I remember a time when I did drugs and was out in the street. My mother did not doubt that God has something for me. So every night I would come home around 4 a.m. and my mom would get up for her time of prayer and would grab some oil and put it over my head and say, you might be in the world now, but I know that God has spoken over you, that God is going to do something amazing in you. And she would grab that oil and believe that God would do something in me. David knew something about the oil, because he would anoint his sheep. If you go into the tradition of anointing or anointing the head, it goes back to a pastor, when a pastor anoints his sheep. The pastor would take the oil and put it over the head of the sheep. And the reason why he would do that is because there would be insects to come around and go into the ears of the sheep and eventually kill the sheep. So the anointing was to go down the head and of the sheep and cover the ears so that it would protect them from death. So David, when he saw the brothers united, he compared it to anointing oil being poured over the head of a priest. And he understood that whenever we come together and form one, we become stronger, we become better and more protected. When the enemy wants to attack you, if you're by yourself, then he can get you a little faster. But if you're connected to somebody, if you're attached to somebody, whenever he tries to attack you, whenever he tries to come against you, that protection, that unity, that connection will make you stronger. So the oil was to protect the sheep, or protect. That is why David in his psalm said, you have anointed my head. according to Psalm 23 when he was talking about the great shepherd, because he understood that when he got anointed, it meant that God was going to protect him. So in this context, we find David saying, when two people come together, there's more protection. Woo! Can I break it down just a little bit more? I'm from Trenton, New Jersey. Anybody here from Trenton, New Jersey? Praise God. I remember in my high school days, like I said, I haven't been saved forever. I had some people that liked to fight after school. Y'all better not say amen to that one. But I knew some people that liked to fight after school, and they would say, I'll meet you after school. And especially my sisters back then, they would grab some Vaseline. And they put it over their hair. Rub it all over their head. Because when the enemy would try to grab their hair, they would slip right off. They would just slip right off. So when God has anointed you, so when the enemy comes against you, when the enemy tries to attack you, that anointing is over your head. That anointing is protecting you. And he'll grab you, but he'll come right off. Look at somebody and tell him, he's been trying to attack my life, but he can't grab me because I've been anointed by God. Woo. There's power when we come together. There's power when we connect. It doesn't matter who you connect with in the body of Christ. They can be black, Hispanic, white. If you connect to somebody that has anointing, the oil that's upon them will run down the head, down the beard, and it will touch you as well. I got a couple more minutes. I don't got too long, but I want to share with you a story. Moses, the people of Israel, was under warfare. And God said, as long as you keep your hands up, you'll win that battle. The man of God got tired. And the Bible says that his hands came down and they began to lose the battle. But thank God he was connected to somebody. Thank God he had somebody next to him. Because the Bible says that Aaron and Ur grabbed his hands, lifted them up. When he was tired, they lifted up to his hands. When he couldn't walk anymore, they were right there. That is why it's important that we connect together. Let me tell you something. This is our time. How many believe that God has called us for this time? God is going to do something amazing in our minorities. I believe that there's a shift coming for us, and God is going to, like he's already been doing, put us in positions that are greater than what we can imagine. All we need to do is stick together, because if we connect, no devil, no warfare will be able to bring us down, because we are connected. I'm going to conclude with this. Jensen Franklin, great pastor, shared a story once that blessed my life. He talked about two different trees. He talked about the palm tree from Puerto Rico, so we love the palm tree. I want to see a palm tree, Lord, especially after this winter. But he talked about the palm tree and talked that the palm tree has roots that have been found to be about a mile long, that they go down and keep growing until they reach a body of water. That is why when the storms come, the tree bends and doesn't break. You know, that's good, but I'm not that deep, to be honest. I wish I was, you know, my last name means raíces. In English, it means roots. But I'm not that deep, to be honest. I need other people to give me strength sometimes, amen? So he talked also about the red oak tree. And the red oak tree, he said that this tree is extremely high, just like the palm tree, but that the roots only go to 3 feet deep. And that's a mystery in itself, because how can a tree with not big roots get tossed around and now fall? And he began to explain that what the red oak tree does is that it not only does it go 3 feet down, but it extends its roots to the side, looking for other red oak trees to connect with. So then when the wind comes, it's not just blowing against one tree, but it's blowing against a whole forest. Can you look at somebody and tell them, I need to connect with you? Because when a storm comes, when a trial comes, I need somebody to hold me up. I need somebody to give me strength. When I start doubting, I need somebody to inject faith into me. When I don't feel good, I need somebody to pray for me. When I see a situation, I need somebody to encourage me. I need to extend my roots. And it doesn't end there. But it said that the tree and the person that was giving the story said, I can take you to this forest and show you that there are trees that have died years ago. But the other red oak tree won't let it go because it's still sustaining them. Isn't that the body of Christ? You might be weak now. You might feel like you're dead. But I'm not letting you go until life comes upon you. Because right now you might need my anointing. But later on I'm going to need your anointing. Right now you might be blessed. But later on you might feel attacked. And you're going to need what I have. That is why I need to connect with Shiloh Baptist Church. Because I need the anointing that's in this house. And like the psalmist David said, that when the anointing comes down, it is impossible for it to just stay on the head, but that it will go and go through the whole body. I don't care if I'm just the border of his mantle. I don't care if I'm at your feet, Pastor. Just as long as I'm connected to you, just as long as I'm walking with you, that anointing that's on your hand will have to drip down, will have to run down, and I will be a participant of that anointing because I connected with you. Hallelujah. 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 Can we just lift up the name of the Lord? Can we just thank God because he hasn't let us go? In the moments when we thought it was over, he kept loving us and he kept holding us. Can we just lift up the name of the Lord? Hallelujah. 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 We bless you, Lord. I was in Florida preaching the gospel. They invited me for a crusade. And a young lady, very humble young lady, came up to my wife and I and said this. She said, do not fear, for I am with you. And that blessed me because I needed to hear those words. But what touched me was that she said, I have open a door. That phrase, open door, kept in my spirit and in my heart the entire time. And I keep hearing and reading in the scripture that God says, I've opened the door. And it was until last night that I really understood what the Lord was saying. And it was when Pastor Armstrong said the motto of his church. He said that this is, his motto is that this be an open door. So when he said that, I looked at my wife. I try to keep it together because I ain't wanted you to see me jump all around. But I kept it together and I looked at my wife and said, I need to be connected with you. I want to thank you guys for this opportunity. I pray that I was able to preach just a little bit. God be the glory. I enjoyed myself. I felt like I was home, and God be the glory. I want to do an invitation for discipleship. I remember a time when the Lord, this is another prophetic thing that the Lord spoke to us. 15 years ago, my aunt, who's also a great woman of God, she's a missionary, she comes up to me, she says, the Lord is saying that he's going to call you into ministry at the age of 15 years old. And I told her at that time that I wasn't interested. And, you know, I was young. And I said, I'm not interested. You can tell God to use someone else. But God released the word. God released the word, and I left the Lord for a little bit, but at the 18, the Lord called me back. And I remember when I came to the Lord and rededicated my life to God, my life changed completely. I was 15 when I received the calling to preach the gospel. I'm 30 years old now. If you do the math, that is 15 years. Number 15 is a very prophetic number in the Word. So I believe that what the Lord is doing in this church and in this ministry is fulfilling and doing amazing things. And I declare that the next 15 years will be even greater influence over your life. I declare that God would open doors that you cannot even imagine over your family, over anybody connected to you. 15 is God's grace coming over this ministry, over this amazing family. And I just thank you for allowing me to be part of this. You can move in your calling. You can move in what the Lord has already promised you. You just have to dedicate yourself to the Lord. Just say, God, I want you to do whatever you want me to do. You might, at this moment, might not be seeking the Lord that much. You might not be that committed. But the Lord wants you to know that he wants to use you. Is there anybody here tonight that says, I want to be rededicated. I want the Lord to use me in a mighty way. If there's anybody there, I'm not sure how you do it here, but in our church, we raise our hands. If there's anybody here, you can raise your hand and we'll pray for you for God to do whatever he needs to do. Thank you so much for this amazing opportunity. May the Lord bless you and keep you. And I just thank you once again. I'm so humbled and so blessed to just be with every single one of you. Praise God.